Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dread Podcast Network presents. Hey y'all, it's Cat Daddy just popping in to give y'all some updated tea. This week's episode is actually available on our Patreon. I know you're probably like, girl, what the hell is you talking about? But that's exactly where it is. We're going to give you a preview for the episode shortly after I'm done talking your head off. And we made it super easy for you guys so you don't have to really search, but you can just, you know, click the link inside of the description for this episode to hear the rest if you want to continue to tune in. Thanks again for your support, and we truly appreciate you and everything that you do. And we hope you enjoy this episode. Bye. Like Jazz said, everyone in this Merlin town is called what? Not Crestfield. It's called Claridge, which I'm feeling like is this a mix of like, what's the fuck? What's the town?
I can't think of all the ones down there. All I'm thinking is Wacomico County and all them little cities up in there.
If I had my little phone open, I'd be like, yes.
Queen Caroline. Some Caroline. I don't know.
Cambridge. Cambridge. I knew it was something. It's like, this is Cambridge or something else. But anyways, it's a lot of like little towns that all are out 50 mm-hmm. and then some. Because then you can also get connected up to Delaware too, out at the Eastern Shore. The Eastern Shore is a very interesting place. Maryland, Virginia and Delaware connects, and then people try to say that's the other DMV. Listen, it's like a 15-mile bridge between Maryland and Virginia. It's woo. So, anyways, this fictitious town, fits right on in. And they're out there and they're having a good time. They're getting their patriotism on. They're wild at the bay. They're flying the flags. It's you know, a lot of different families. The background is really diverse. And this is kind of what the shore looks like. Like, of course, there's a lot of white people out at the shore. But you see a lot of families of different backgrounds out at the shore. Mm-hmm. Just to give you that demographic. This kind of looked on point to me. Not even going to hold you. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody's not coming out to the bay stuff. Some people are probably doing something in their neighborhood. So this looks right. They have sometimes out there by the shore and a lot of these other small towns. In rural America, very Americana, despite, you know, how a crazy American be wilding. So anyways, you realize as she's talking, like, you know, she's talking about, like, you know, if we would have knew then, we knew now. And I'm like, bitch, what do you know? What is going on? She's talking shit about the mayor. Then, you know, you see some footage cuts to the mayor.
He drinking the water.
And like, this is some of the best water I've had.
Okay.
Nah, anytime somebody do that.
I immediately thought of real life. That's what I'll say. I ain't whispering. Barack, I remember the North.
I don't want to cut you off, but I was like, no, that motherfucker went back to
the North. Remembers that ass. That water was yellow, and you barely touched it with your fucking lip. They still got dirty water.
We'd have had
another president, and now there's a whole nother president.
And Flint water still ain't clean.
Bruh. Yeah, fuck you for that.
And not just Flint, all the other cities across the United States. Who wasn't able to get the shine that Flint got for that hot second. Because when that happened, I went back and there was a lot of like posts that came around. I was like, you know, yeah, not, you know, did this, but there are also other cities that are having, you know, just bringing that to the light too. Yes, exactly. You know how, you know, as we know, the government's not where they're deciding to put their money versus where they're not putting
their
money.
And the state is not being responsible because then people are like, it's not the president, but a state has water like this, it should be some kind of crisis.
It should be some state of emergency.
Also, somebody needs to pay for that shit. Somebody needs to be under fire for allowing people to have yellow water.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree. Because you're walking around, you're collecting these monies, you're getting these checks, these people are paying their taxes, they're paying their due, and they deserve to not be living like this.
Like this. Like you paying.
Because I know your water not looking crazy.
Also, they are probably paying a fucking water bill.
Yep. Period.
Imagine you paid a water bill and your water smell like motherfucking eggs and underarms and shit and it's yellow.
Bitch,
I'm
crying.
You gotta buy gallons so you can shower and fucking eat and cook. Girl, I would literally pull out the fat man and load it with the mini nuke and somebody's gonna hear.
Could you?